taking place outside the city of Fallujah.
Fox's David Lee Miller, Australia TV, is running the video. The man can be seen sitting in the back of a car. Armed militants wearing masks surround him. Then the car speeds away down a main highway on the western edge of Baghdad, where fighting took place yesterday. Meanwhile, three Japanese citizens are still being held hostage in Iraq. The kidnappers want Japan to pull their 500 troops out of the country. Hoping for a break in the battle, the U.S. calling for a ceasefire in Fallujah.
We're hoping to use the venue of this press conference and follow-on discussions with some of the Arabic press to get that message to the enemy so they can join in the ceasefire.
Brigadier General Mark Kimmett in Iraq, there have been bloody battles in Fallujah all week. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Got a lot of good reasons to buy life insurance. Trouble is, your family needs a lot of things besides life insurance. So, how are you going to afford enough coverage? Call Matrix Direct for a free quote. Because right now, Matrix Direct is offering more choices for more top-quality life insurance companies than ever before, at some of the lowest rates anywhere. You could save hundreds of dollars a year. Give Matrix Direct a call, and in just 5 minutes, we'll compare rates and policies and find the coverage that's right for you. Matrix Direct is the fast, easy, no-hassle way to get a great deal on quality life insurance. So give us a call right now. For all those good reasons in your life. For a free quote, call Matrix Direct at 1-800-381-TERM. That's 800-381-TERM. Ron Harris, licensed agent. Policies are issued by various carriers and are not available in some states. Exclusions and limitations may apply. For costs and complete details of the coverage, please call Matrix Direct.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, twice as nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
So can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking mom and dad to Twice As Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior. For back to school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother to be clothes. Twice As Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
Come get some extra added savings for end of the season breakdowns.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Not good. I'm trying to lose weight, and I gained 3 more pounds. I'm working out, walking, taking fat burners, dieting. I've tried everything. I even used a diet book and lost 12 pounds, but I stopped and was still flabby and quickly gained more back. I think I ruined my metabolism. I hurt my shoulder, too, at the gym using their big equipment, and they can't even help me there. Plus, it's just too intimidating.
Don't go through all that. Do what I did. My doctor referred me to Horizon Personal Training and Nutrition. They designed a fitness routine, gave me a healthy meal plan, and customized vitamin therapy. My back and knees don't even hurt anymore. I lost 60 pounds and fit in a size 4.
Hi, I'm Bill Yeager, owner of Horizon Personal Training and Nutrition. You too can lose 30, 60, 100 pounds or more with added muscle tone at my conveniently located, comfortable, private atmosphere.
Call now and get 1 free week of personal training. No obligations. 860-628-7776. That's 628-7776. Or on the web at horizonpt.com. Guaranteed results or your money back.
We were ready to buy a house, but we were tired of talking on the phone with someone hundreds, if not thousands, of miles away. We wanted to work with someone locally.
We wanted to be able to see who was working for us, to sit down in their office, see pictures of their family or kids, and know that they had our best interest in mind.
The service we were getting wasn't personal enough.
That's when we heard the ad for Southern New England Mortgage Group. They've been most helpful in answering our needs.
See, I'm self-employed, and that's difficult to verify income. We wanted a company that could find that special program that fit our situation. Those national companies can't relate when they only talk to you on the phone.
Southern New England Mortgage Group was not only able to find a mortgage in a special program that matched our situation, but they personalized their service. And we were able to sit in their office and look at them face to face. That was reassuring to me that I could look at them.
Southern New England Mortgage Group can help you find a mortgage even if you have slow credit, no credit, or non-verifiable income. Locally owned Southern New England Mortgage Group is located in Plainville and serves Central Connecticut. Call 888-835-2780.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, WXCT, Subbington.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show. Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
But that's how it goes. And the crazy times, well, they'd be coming to a close sometime soon. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus in studio with Ella Sobel. Special guest Janice Law is in studio. We're having a Far Eastern theme. Stephen Pickford's still under the weather, but I'm sure he'll be back, his old smiling self, on the next show. Now, we have a bit of a Far Eastern theme, and then towards the end of the... there we go. And towards the end of the show, we're going to be having a special guest, which will be Joanne Jones from Vacation Ownership Magazine, discussing their great publication and how Travel World will be working together with them. Janice, you took a trip recently to East Timor. Now, next to Ella, I thought East Timor was one of those silly places to go. Ella likes to go all
these
crazy.
Go there, along with the Faroe Islands, but obviously not on the same trip. The distance is just bit too far.
I like going nice warm places,
You like
too.
Hamburgers and fries. There's no McDonald's in Timor, so you shouldn't go there, Will. Yeah, leave that for us adventurers.
But there's you can still find hamburgers and fries. You know, your mom and pop restaurants supply.
Well, that's not... Well, there. Hamburgers and fries. Now you're talking my language.
So now we might consider going.
The great adventurer. Well, at least it's a warm place she went to. Tell us a bit about your trip to East Timor. When did you go exactly?
I went there in August of 2003, part of a trip. I did a whirlwind trip through Southeast Asia and visiting a friend of mine working on the UN mission in East Timor. I'll give you a bit of history about East Timor, who is the newest country in the 21st century. They gained their independence finally on the 20th of May 2002. Prior to that, they were occupied by Portugal for hundreds of years until 1975, when Portugal left. And they were supposed to gain their independence in 75, but the Indonesians kind of waltzed in and took over.
Oh.
Which wasn't too great for the East Timorese, seeing as that's a Catholic country and Indonesia is a Muslim country. So a bit of a conflict there. And finally, in the 1990s, they started pushing the United Nations to get their independence. And conflicts arose between Indonesians and East Timorese, and tens of thousands of people were slaughtered. I mean, honestly, it wasn't the safest place in the world in the late 90s.
Sounds like my favorite vacation spot. Naturally.
And you wondered how they got their hamburgers.
And the population used to be like a million.
Yeah, yeah. Soylent Green is people, okay? Yeah.
The population was a million, and then after the conflicts, it was down to 750,000.
Wow.
A lot of people were killed. A lot of people were displaced into West Timor, but finally...
Now, for you to have gone there on vacation, Janice, it must have settled down at some point.
Well, yeah, in 1999, finally, they had a referendum and voted for their independence. The United Nations backed them up and sent in a UN peacekeeping mission, which the transitional government was the UN from 99 until 2002. The Indonesians backed off and gave them a nice statue of Jesus, which they put up at Fatukuma. They put up on a hill pointing towards Jakarta with Jesus' hands outstretched. Kind of a little message there, like, goodbye. And finally, in 2002, they became the first new country of the 21st century. So having been to East Timor, I guess I'm one of the few people who's been to, is now Timor-Leste, or Timor-Leste in Tetum. A brand new country.
Now, do they still speak Portuguese, or?
Well, the official languages are Portuguese and Tetum. People do speak Bahasa, but that's the language of their previous oppressor, so people don't not really.
That's based because of their location in the world, of course, and because the Indonesians did come in.
Yeah, East Timor is half of the island of Timor in Southeast Asia, just north of Australia, and in part of the same archipelago where it's a couple islands over from Bali, if you want to situate it in your mind.
And there, you can get there by going through Darwin, Australia, or from Bali itself.
Yeah, there's daily flights by Merpati Airlines from Denpasar. There's also twice daily flights by Air North from Darwin. And I mean, honestly, of all the places I've seen, from Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Bali, Hong Kong, and down to East Timor during that trip, East Timor was really the most beautiful place that I saw, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it, because it's one of those places you still have that unspoiled natural beauty. Mm-hmm. There's no McDonald's, and when you go to see a beautiful tropical beach, it really is a beautiful tropical beach. There's no tourist stands. There's hardly anybody there.
See, well, I could take pictures of that, right?
Yeah, well, Janice, speaking of pictures that you take, Janice already has postcards.
Yes, well, we...
Well, when you talk about postcards, and I know Stephen would always say that they're like, you know, ideal pictures taken in ideal situations, but the thing is that you can actually take the same pictures, because East Timor really does look like the postcards. There really is beautiful isolated beaches. The coral reefs, the diving is excellent there. I walked out on the beach in the coral reefs, and you need a good pair of surf shoes if you go there.
Well, the coral reef, isn't it very rough on your feet?
Yeah, it'll cut your feet. But as I was walking out, it was like I was standing in a tropical fish tank. I was seeing little Nemos, little clownfish. And
did they come and nibble on you?
Well, virtually, actually, it was kind of like that scene in the movie where they're protecting the coral where their babies were, their eggs were, because they literally were not afraid of us, because they were protecting their babies in a little piece of coral.
Okay.
And I saw angelfish, starfish, urchins, and the water was crystal clear, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Coral, is it hard like rock that you can actually walk on, or is it spongy?
No, it's hard like rock you can walk on it. There's other spongiform type stuff there, but it's mostly...
There's no danger of killing these eggs or anything like that?
No.
I'd be afraid of that, you know?
Well, you have
you
to watch...
You disturb the... the ecological.
Well, you have to watch where you're walking, and it's quite something to walk around there. But well, the urchins will let you know if you're stepping on something you shouldn't be, because they're spiny little beasts. And the starfish were beautiful, just a gorgeous place.
Yeah.
The country is, the infrastructure is not, you know, what you're used to in, say, like Florida or some other place. But you know what? It's an adventure going there. There are hotels. There are good restaurants. They have a copy of the Timor Sun, and they have cell phones, they sell TVs, and you know, there's lots of stuff to supply tourists.
And they're connected with the world essentially.
Well,
now it's still off the beaten track, however, you can still get information news.
They have internet, they take US currency for the most part. You can get a 90-day visa for $25. It's easy to get a taxi around Delhi. It's a dollar to go anywhere. You get in a taxi, you give them a buck, you go anywhere you want. You go to the beach, you go to the hotel, it's a dollar here, a dollar there. And there is some, you know, some criminality, but not any more than there is in any other tourist spot in the world or any other country.
So it's now settled down to the status of almost worthwhile tourism destination that you'd go to.
Well, that's the thing, is that now it's the UN is still there until May 20, 2004. It's settled down. The place is vacant. The country is trying to promote tourism. It's a beautiful destination. It's not terribly expensive. And they need the tourism. The country will be doing fine because they have gas and oil contracts with Australia. Their oil and gas fields on the south of the island.
Ah, so they have natural resources, and so they have a source of economy other than just tourism, although tourism in and of itself has made certain island economies.
Well, yes. I mean, they have coffee. They have sandalwood. Originally, it was occupied by, you know, the island of Timor was occupied in the west by the Dutch and in the east by the Portuguese due to the sandalwood.
Right.
And coffee, cocoa, and gas and oil resources. They have ample, you know, stuff to, you know, get along financially in the future. But tourism is one of the basis of the economy that they hope to develop in the future. UNESCO is going to help them with that. And it's really, like, the time to go is now before it gets overrun. I mean, honestly, Bali was beautiful. I went to Kuta. But you know what? I was accosted by 1,000 people trying to sell stuff on the beach, and you look on the street. You've got
in Timor or in Bali.
In Denpasar, not Denpasar.
Well,
in Kuta. In Kuta Beach, it was. I mean, there's McDonald's, there's Starbucks, there's Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, very nice. You have, you know, odd flavors of donuts like durian, but nonetheless. I found it very commercialized, and I found it very
but
very
crowded. But it is more of a place where that is catered to the tourist, whereby East Timor, you still, like you said, have the unspoiled beauty, and you can really experience the country and what the country really is, as opposed to, say...
Let's pick this up following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio Show.
Want to learn more about yourself? Want more insight into the lives of others? Then call Psychic Source now. 888-913-9089. New members get 10 minutes of intuitive guidance for just $19.95. Call Psychic Source now. 888-913-9089. We have over 100 psychics available. 10 minutes is just $19.95 for first-time callers. Tarot, astrology, numerology, and other ancient arts can offer you the insights you want. Call Psychic Source now. 888-913-9089. Talk for 10 minutes for just $19.95. New members only. Learn what a psychic reading can do for you. You need the source, Psychic Source. We're here right now. 888-913-9089. 888-913-9089. For entertainment purposes only.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh no, I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now, who'd like to go next? How about you?
Oh, no. Not me. Oh, no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org. www.focusonlearning.org or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
How much should peace of mind actually cost? When it comes to quality term life insurance, from $100,000 to $1 million coverage, you'd be amazed at how little you could pay. And you have nothing to lose to find out. Make one free call to Matrix Direct Insurance Services. We build our industry-leading reputation by helping people like you get peace of mind for your family from an insurer you can trust without paying one more dollar than you have to. It's simple, straightforward, and so affordable. Make one free call to Matrix Direct today, and we can help you get the best rates on term life insurance from a respected insurer. Take down this number. The call is free, the quote is free, and there's no obligation. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-381-TERM. That's 1-800-381-TERM. Peace of mind begins here at Matrix Direct. Call 1-800-381-TERM. Insurance offered is underwritten by Protective Life Insurance Company. Ron Harris, licensed agent, not available in some states.
Cut one, Term Buster, 60 second spot.
Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. Term Buster. I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called Term Busters. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts, or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
Ooh, Blast from the Past. That was our old theme song. But distant lands. We're talking about far eastern places. Janice Laws in studio, special guest with us. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. And she just came back from East Timor. We were going to have a special guest about talking about Bangkok, but if he's not going to call in, we'll just keep going on with Janice.
I could talk about Bangkok too, but...
Well, you know, you went to a lot of places. This was a mega trip because she was telling us her itinerary and what, how many places? 18.
We were getting dizzy hearing about the flights.
Well, I took 13 planes in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And visited 6 countries.
Mm-hmm.
I went from Montreal, Vancouver, Hong Kong, Bangkok to Phuket, Thailand, and then to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, down to Singapore to Bali to East Timor, back to Bali, back to Bangkok, back to Hong Kong, and then home.
Holy Hannah.
Take a breath.
Yeah, I mean, it was 24 hours flying just to get to Bangkok, which was my initial destination, meeting up with my friend Kim, who was working on the mission in East Timor, and we traveled from Bangkok down through Phuket in Thailand and Kuala Lumpur, Singapore to Bali and East Timor. And of the places we visited, the more resort towns were like Phuket in Thailand and Bali in Indonesia. Both places, you know, you imagine, you know, lush tropical beauty, but I found was overrun with commercialization. Very crowded, and you know, I wasn't as impressed. It reminded me of you know, Bali reminded me of like Florida for the Australians. You know,
it's been Americanized to a certain degree.
Yeah, extremely Americanized.
You mean that's what Australians do? That's where Australians go for their vacations.
Well, the Australians always used to go to Bali, as North Americans would go to Florida until the bomb in 2001.
I think it went. Yeah,
2002.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway,
it was around there.
Yeah, 2002, and I mean, I went to the site of the bombing in Kuta. And saw where it was, and it's you know, Kuta Beach. Even though there was very few tourists at the time, it was still, like I said, very much Americanized, very commercialized.
And you hit upon something where you were crowded by all kinds of people, merchants trying to sell you various wares.
Well, I mean, I understand, you know, the locals sell you handicrafts, and of course, Bali being and Kuta especially being such a very kind of party town. I said, you go up the beach in Kuta and you go from McDonald's to Burger King to Dunkin' Donuts to Starbucks to Pizza Hut to, you know, and it's like, okay, I could have stayed home for this. I traveled halfway around the world.
Right.
But the and the merchants are selling you sarongs and statues and stuff, like, constantly, and trying to sell you jewelry and trying to give you a massage, and, you know, the prices are like crazy. You have to haggle with everybody, which is fine. I've got no problem haggling. And I got some really nice stuff. And I bought sarongs in Thailand. I bought sarongs in Malaysia. And I bought sarongs in Bali.
So now you're all saronged out.
Yeah, I've got sarongs. I've got wood carvings. I've got all the stuff. And you walk around in the back streets of Kuta, like towards the Sari Club where the bomb was. And it's all little, you know, merchant souvenir shops. But, you know, you want to lie on the beach, and you literally have to, like, pay somebody off just to keep the other people away from you.
Effectively, instead of having that peace and tranquility, you get accosted by the toots that are trying to sell their wares.
Exactly, constantly. Whereas, as much as I said that East Timor has its disadvantages in that, I mean, health-wise, of course, when you go to Southeast Asia, you have to go see a traveler's disease clinic, get your shots, hepatitis A, hepatitis B. I had to have typhoid and tetanus updated, all that stuff.
What about dengue?
Well, there's dengue fever, and not so much the coastal area of Southeast Asia, but there's dengue fever in East Timor. There's malaria all over the place. There's also Japanese encephalitis, and you have to get some extra vaccines. You also have to take anti-malarials when you go there. But the trade-off for, you know, yeah, you say, okay, there was, you know, it's an emerging country, there was conflicts, and there's some danger. At the same time, you don't have, you know, the being hassled for as much as the disadvantage of having to have to take vaccines and have to worry a little bit more about your safety. At sometimes, you have the advantage of having actual, you know, a beautiful peace of mind, a peaceful, natural, tropical environment.
And the whole point of going there is to experience that. I mean, you can, like you said, you can stay home for McDonald's or any of the fast food franchises that we have in North America.
Yeah, I mean, it's off the beaten track, East Timor is, but I think it's worth the trip. If you're there's no Disneyland there, it's not necessarily for the kiddies, but if you're an adult and you know how to take care of yourself and you go with a couple of friends, you will be rewarded with sights and sounds and tastes and an environment that there's very few places in the world that are left that really exist in that state. Because as soon as you get a good thing like that, you know, the tourism industry comes in and overruns it. You know, there's the Hiltons and there's the, you know, the Hard Rock cafes, but there's none of that there in East Timor yet. Now is the time to go. Go there now while it's still this beautiful.
How about traveling there for women? Women alone?
Women alone, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, I'm pretty, you know, tough, but I mean, well, a woman alone anywhere in the world.
This is an understatement.
Big time.
I was wondering why you would even ask Janice a question like that. It may be obvious, Janice being a woman traveling alone, but you see, Janice is a horse of a different color. Let's put it this way. She's the tough person.
Well, that's why I wanted to get her angle on this,
This is the person who went backpacking across Europe last year.
Yeah.
This is the same person who spent 6 months in Haiti.
Yeah. I mean, I was traveling with another friend of mine who's a very experienced traveler who's worked for the United Nations before. So, I mean, it's, you know, it depends on what type of woman you are. I mean, if you're used to traveling by yourself, you know there's certain precautions you have to take. You don't let people come up to you. You don't go places alone at night. And you have to take certain precautions. You have to be savvy. There's a lot of websites, I mean, Lonely Planet and Rick Steves, there's a lot of websites that offer advice for women travelers. You just have to be, you know, use your moxie and savvy and be smart, be wise, be careful. And anywhere you go, even in Paris, you can get your pocket picks. I was in...
that's the thing.
I was in Montmartre in Paris, and someone tried to pickpocket my knapsack.
Really?
I had it on my back. I was in a crowded area. Normally, my backpack...
What happened to them?
Well, normally, my backpack I put on my front
I'm
in a crowded area. Yeah. I switch it over to my front, and I keep my hands on it. In the outside pockets, I have nothing but dirty Kleenexes.
Okay. What happened to the person who tried to pickpocket
you? It was only a kid, because often they send children, these street kids. I turned around. It was like a 12-year-old who was going in the opposite direction from me, who obviously was the person, and I found the one of my pockets of my knapsack was unzipped.
Yeah.
And,
so effectively, you didn't really have the time to do anything.
Well, there was nothing but toilet paper in that pocket anyway. And the outside pockets, I keep nothing but, you know, you would have gotten a roll of toilet paper, which is essential for travel anywhere in the world. I mean, honestly, Cuba to East Timor to Europe, you always bring a roll of toilet paper with you. You always bring snacks with you. You always bring, like, a box of cookies. Mm-hmm. Arrowroot's really good.
Yeah.
Arrowroots can tough out anything, man. A box of arrowroots. You can take them in planes, trains, automobiles, human countries. They survive everything. I had a box of arrowroots that survived that whole trip, and they never got soggy. So arrowroots are good. Water always have with you.
And that's even after she went for a swim in the beach.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, yeah, I left them on the beach in my knapsack, and they still didn't get soggy. I mean, I swear.
Everybody needs a tan.
Yeah, you need, like, you know, arrowroots in a nice little, you know, sealed bag, and you're fine. So it's good to have toilet paper, arrowroots, water. You know, always have a little extra currency tucked in a shoe and a sock and your bra and your underwear. I mean, there's just ways to travel. It's precautions you have to take anywhere you go in the world, whether it be Europe or Asia or anywhere you go. The basics is that knapsack with my essentials in it. It goes with me everywhere, and I protect it with my life. But at the same time, I don't wear a lot of jewelry. I don't wear a lot of flashy clothes.
Yeah.
It's not obvious.
You don't want to bring attraction to you.
No, you don't attract yourself.
Basically, you want to try and meld in even...
Any diamonds, gold, you'd strip yourself down. You know, strip yourself of all jewelry. Leave it at home in a safety deposit box. That's where it's going to be safe. Don't bring any jewelry with you when you travel.
No, you're almost asking for trouble. I mean, if you have a sparkly bauble on your hand
You mean like that massive gold ring with those four gigantic diamonds that you carry with you all the time, Ella? Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Well, like when I was in Kuala Lumpur, I saw, you know, the Sultan of Brunei's palace, and a block away, there's a guy living in a puddle.
Yeah.
You know, so you can see where, you know, like the roots of terrorism are fostered in these third world countries, and people live in abject poverty.
Juxtaposition of the whole.
Yeah. Well, the people live in abject poverty. And when they see people who have, you know, obviously enough money to travel from foreign countries, they figure you're a millionaire to them.
That's it.
And they won't hesitate to chop off your finger to take a ring or rob you. It's not a problem because it's, you know.
I still remember being in Greece at one point, and I ordered lobster for dinner, and I was asked if I was a capitalist and if I was rich because eating lobster is...
Yeah.
Very, very expensive for them.
Of course.
For us, of course.
So Ella held out her knife at the guy and says, yeah, and what do you want to make out of this?
No, that would have been my sword.
Oh, yes.
No, that was prior to sword.
Yeah, these two, they're sword fighters. Yeah.
Japanese sword fighting comes in handy.
Yeah, it does. I can go skewer someone.
Okay, I know how to whack you with a stick now. Not that I didn't know that before, but... But, yeah, I mean, traveling is a great adventure, but you have to use your smarts.
That's it.
Well, that was an interesting little lesson in actually smart traveling for women alone. And, of course, Janice, one of the more rugged members of our correspondence, because she can travel virtually anywhere, and the adventures that you tell us are always very, very entertaining. So, anyway, following the break, we're going to pick up with the Vacation Ownership Magazine. One of our newest correspondents, Joanne Jones, will be joining us following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show, Across America via Satellite.
Across America via Satellite.
What the hell is a banshee?
Help.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is
what you missed on the Tom Morgan Show when Charlie Profit was the guest host and we talked about Governor Roland visiting the tanker fire in Bridgeport.
Yeah, well, John Roland was down there last night looking at the bridge and like, you guys need to get this fixed.
I know somebody.
I got a favor to call in.
Yeah. Or, you know, I can pardon Joe Gannon. He might come up with somebody.
No. Unbelievable.
That's the Tom Morgan Show, weekday mornings from 7 to 9, only on WXET 990DX.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, Twice as Nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
So can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking Mom and Dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior, for back-to-school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
Come get some extra added savings for end of the season breakdowns.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Not good. I'm trying to lose weight, and I gained 3 more pounds. I'm working out, walking, taking fat burners, dieting. I've tried everything. I even used a diet book and lost 12 pounds, but I stopped and was still flabby and quickly gained more back. I think I ruined my metabolism. I hurt my shoulder, too, at the gym using their big equipment, and they can't even help me there. Plus, it's just too intimidating.
Don't go through all that. Do what I did. My doctor referred me to Horizon Personal Training and Nutrition. They designed a fitness routine, gave me a healthy meal plan, and customized vitamin therapy. My back and knees don't even hurt anymore. I lost 60 pounds and fit in a size 4.
Hi, I'm Bill Yeager, owner of Horizon Personal Training and Nutrition. You too can lose 30, 60, 100 pounds or more with added muscle tone at my conveniently located, comfortable, private atmosphere.
Call now and get 1 free week of personal training. No obligations. 860-628-7776 at 628-7776 or on the web at horizonpt.com. Guaranteed results or your money back.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Mega is looking for people like you and me, and they can tailor a plan to fit your individual needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up, so you can focus on your business and family life. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company now. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. For affordable health insurance for yourself and your small business, call Mega. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. Not available in all states.
Throughout history, great partnerships have emerged from uncertain times.
This is not a battle between the United States and terrorism, but between the free and democratic world and terrorism.
We will not permit the triumph of violence in the affairs of men. Free people will set the course of history.
Now, when the facts matter most, Fox News Channel and this radio station join together to deliver the whole story. Real journalism, fair and balanced. Fox News Channel, we report, you decide.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. In the studio, Will and back is Ella Sobel. Stephen Pickford's under the weather today. And we got special guest in studio, Janice Laws. Yeah. And the special guest on the line with us right now, our newest correspondent from Vacation Ownership Magazine, Joanne Jones. Joanne, welcome to the Travel World Radio Show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your publication, because we're planning to do a little bit of work together, our little show here, as well as your magazine. You're catering to people who are interested perhaps in purchasing the place that they want to visit.
Yes, the Vacation Ownership Magazine is the official consumer's guide to vacation ownership, and it's we're going on 4 years on being in publication. It's a quarterly magazine, and you can find it at all your neighborhood Barnes & Noble, Border Books, Hastings, Books A Million, finer retailers, and it's in a lot of the resorts that are advertisers. They have them in the rooms, and you could also find us online at vomagazine.com.
Can you spell that, please, Joanne?
I'm sorry?
Can you spell the website out for everyone?
Oh, sure. It's V like vacation, O like ownership, magazine.com. So it's vomagazine.com.
You go there and you learn a little bit more about your publication. I went to the site and I found it was very well made. It gives you a nice overview of what the front of the magazine. You can actually order back issues as well.
Yes. We're constantly updating the website. Every issue we update it, and even between issues, there's always new things that we're putting on. What's kind of cool is that you can go on and find an article that's in the magazine. You can find it online, and you can look at it in Adobe and print it out if you want. And it's very good because a lot of times what happens is not only are consumers reading this magazine, but also people in the industry are reading it, and they're sharing it with their colleagues. And we've been getting a lot of distribution that way as well.
It sounds like an interesting kind of a publication that where you're also going to be looking closely at the ads, because you want to see who's going to be getting some presence in this particular magazine, who wants to promote themselves as a place for people to buy their property.
I'd also be interested to know how often the publication comes out.
It's quarterly.
The magazine comes out quarterly, and it's what's interesting is that under this vacation ownership umbrella in this day and age, the industry has grown so much that there really are a lot more options you have today. The magazine covers not just traditional timeshare, but there's also something called point-based clubs, where you go in and you buy X amount of points in this club. It might be a Hilton or a Hyatt or a Marriott. And then when you go to redeem your points to go on vacation, you can decide where you want to go based on how many points you have and how many points it costs to go to the destination that you want. So it's kind of cool because then whenever you run out of points, you could just buy more, and it gives you the versatility of going all over the world. Now, that's just, you know, one simple plan. There's also other programs in the magazine that our advertisers discuss, like condo hotels, fractional ownership. There's so many options today for the consumer that really, with this magazine, you get a concise collection of all the different options that you might have from a fractional ownership property, and then you turn the page and it's talking about condo hotel, and then you turn the page and it's talking about maybe a traditional timeshare company. So it's really a conglomerate of all the different options that the consumers have.
That's really great to have, because as you were mentioning, oftentimes people will not have the knowledge of everything that is available out there, and this is giving the person the resource to learn more and to basically get an idea of where to go with it.
Yeah, you know, quite honestly, you're going to have to take, you have to take for your own health vacations, whether you take them yearly or every 2 years. Vacation ownership and whatever you decide to use it, if you want to do something like a traditional timeshare or a condo hotel or a fractional ownership, let's say, the options out there today really fit everybody's budget. If you just save a little bit each month towards your vacation, you can find something out there that will fit you and your family's needs.
And it also gives you ownership.
Yes.
Now, the thing about the, you brought up something that was an interesting point. The word timeshare, first of all, in my mind is, you know, Joe Average, the consumer. It has a funny sound to it, because you wonder exactly what that is. I know how it used to be sold back when, and you used to wonder whether it was actually anything truly legitimate. These days, you're taking the mystery out of timeshare. Well, can you give us a bit more details on that?
Well, yeah, I think that timeshare has grown up a lot in the 30 years that it's been in existence. And I think that since you've had some major brands get into the market, like your Marriott, like your Hyatt, your Hilton, it brings credibility to the industry, Disney World has now a fantastic timeshare program, and it's beautiful. I went down to a Disney boardwalk recently, and it's just, it's stunning. And imagine, you know, having every year, you know, you go to Disney World for your vacation, and it's what's different about these types of properties than, let's say, a regular hotel room, is that they're built for use properties, which means that they're built for extended periods of time, like for 5 to 7 days, rather than maybe just a nightly stay or 2 or 3 nights. These properties that are these vacation ownership properties, they have full kitchens. They have a dishwasher, a washer and dryer in there. It's literally like a little apartment. So you can come, bring your 2 kids, 3 kids, your family, and everybody has enough room. You could, if you want to, wake up in the morning and make a nice breakfast for your family. You know, you have that option. And what happens, I think, today is when you have these other major brands going into the market, people are becoming to be, they're much more comfortable. They may not know that much about timeshare, let's say, but they do know Hyatt. They do know Hilton. And so they would kind of maybe sit down and say, okay, well, what are they talking about? What is this all about? When maybe 10 or 15 years ago, they were still maybe skeptical about the whole thing.
That's exactly what I was getting at, because in my mind, first of all, I wasn't aware of exactly what timeshare meant, because for me, you know, like you said, you'd go to a hotel if you wanted to go to the same place every year, but timeshare probably, in my mind, now that you're clarifying it, means more you've got the same place that you're going to go all the time, and you have it for this particular amount of time as an owner. But
it also gives you the flexibility of going to other places, and, I mean, you're getting so much for your money, because you're getting a much higher quality lodging for taking the timeshare. And it does, this particular program with the points does give you further flexibility.
Yeah, and even moving forward, before I got into this industry, I really didn't know that much about it. And I kind of had a misunderstanding in my mind, because I'm like, why would you want to buy something and be at the same place every year for the next 20 years? If I'm going to travel, I want to go different places. I don't want to be at the same a resort that I've been going to for 15 years. You know, you want to move around. And so what's so flexible about today's ownership programs is that you have what's called exchange companies. The two biggest exchange companies right now are RCI and II. And believe me, if you have any type of ownership or know anything about it, you're going to know about these two companies. But basically what these companies do is, say, like, you have a week at a Hilton vacation club, and you decide that, you know, you can put your week into the pool and get a week somewhere else at a comfortable location. So maybe your week is in Key West, but you want to go to San Francisco. So you could put your week, your Key West week, in the pool and then exchange it to go to San Francisco. The only thing that you might have to incur is if there's a difference in resorts, like maybe one resort might be worth this much and the other resort might be worth another amount, and you might have to pay the difference, but, you know, it's usually a very small amount. And for the convenience of it, it's really good, because then in that regard, you could own at one property, but maybe you haven't gone to that actual property in like 5 years because you're exchanging it to do, you know, to go other places.
And RCI certainly come out with a lot of newer properties. I mean, you can go literally almost anywhere worldwide. You can go to Asia, you can go to Europe. Mm-hmm. There's so many options. I mean, I've had the opportunity to go through the RCI book, and, I mean, the properties are just magnificent.
Oh, there's just one after the other. And, you know, it's also really good about RCI and II. You can go online to their websites as well and look up resorts. It'll give you all the information for the resorts. And both companies have a rating system. For II, the highest rating is a 5-star. If it's a 5-star resort, you know that, you know, it's at a very high caliber. For RCI, they would be a gold crown. That's their equivalent. And that means that it's a very nice resort. It has upscale amenities, and you're going to be really happy. I have a section in the magazine called Top 20. And every issue we do a top 20 that pertains to that issue. So, for example, right now...
John, we're going to take a break and catch you following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening.
Oh, I caught you listening. So you must be a fan of 990DX, and you like our new morning show, Morgan in the Morning. The best show with me, Charlie Profit, and our afternoon show, Dr. Laura. Guess what? We're looking for someone just like you to join our team. We have two high-profile account executive positions available for people with a minimum of 2 years outside sales experience. We're looking for go-getters that aren't afraid to get out and visit local business owners and get paid to do it. The territory is wide open. This is a full-time position with a base salary plus commission, some training available. If you'd like more control over your life, over your paycheck, and you want to be a part of the next big thing in Hartford, give me a call. Maybe you work for a competing station and you're checking us out, but you're not feeling appreciated for your efforts where you are. Well, bring your list. We have a position for you with us. And if you're really good, advancement is available. These two positions won't be open for long. I need your resume right away. Fax it to me at 860-628-7060 or give me a call at 860-621-1754. WXCT is an equal opportunity employer.
What's the secret to stopping hair loss? How can you look and feel younger? Get ready for a toll-free number to order a free video that shows you how, just like pro baseball player Wade Boggs did.
People just ask, well, have you lost weight? Are you eating more vegetables or what have you? It's so subtle and the process is so easy. It was a decision that I made and very thankful for it.
The look is completely natural and the process was easy and affordable. I encourage you to find out what medical hair restoration can do for you.
Learn how you can stop your hair loss. Call Medical Hair Restoration for a fascinating free video. You'll see incredible before and after pictures and hear directly from people who made the decision to call. For your free video or DVD, call now 800-647-8077. Order your free video today, 800-647-8077. That's 800-647-8077. Call now, 800-647-8077.
We were ready to buy a house, but we were tired of talking on the phone with someone hundreds, if not thousands, of miles away. We wanted to work with someone locally.
We wanted to be able to see who was working for us, to sit down in their office, see pictures of their family or kids, and know that they had our best interest in mind.
The service we were getting wasn't personal enough.
That's when we heard the ad for Southern New England Mortgage Group. They've been most helpful in answering our needs.
See, I'm self-employed, and that's difficult to verify income. We wanted a company that could find that special program that fit our situation. Those national companies can't relate when they only talk to you on the phone.
Southern New England Mortgage Group was not only able to find a mortgage in a special program that matched our situation, but they personalized their service. And we were able to sit in their office and look at them face to face. That was reassuring to me that I could look at them.
Southern New England Mortgage Group can help you find a mortgage even if you have slow credit, no credit, or non-verifiable income. Locally owned Southern New England Mortgage Group is located in Plainville and serves Central Connecticut. Call 888-835-2780.
Welcome to Head Care with Dr. Kelly. You're on caller.
Hi, I'm having problems. People don't find me attractive.
And how do you know?
Because they gag when they see me.
Sounds like we're having a self-image problem, yes?
Well, I'm round, red, and disgusting. What can I say? I'm a polyp.
Aren't you being a little hard on yourself, polyp?
Maybe. But there is one more thing.
What's that?
If I'm around long enough, I give you cancer. Hello?
Well, that's interesting. Can we go to the next caller, please, right now?
Let me talk. I grow on you.
When a colon polyp shows up, get rid of it right away, because colon polyps can lead directly to colon cancer. Get the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts.
Hi, it's me again. Hello?
And that's both for men and women. So just get a test from your doctor.
Hello? I think I got cut off, so to speak. Hello?
Colon cancer. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure. For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. A public service message brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the Ad Council, and this station.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
I don't don't know about everybody, but I'm going off the deep end. It's Will and Back. It's back on the Travel World Radio Show. We've got Ellis Obel in studio, special guest Janice Laws, and special guest, one of our newest correspondents online from Vacation Ownership Magazine, Joanne Jones. Joanne, you were talking earlier about RCI, II, and the other companies involved in timesharing, and this is one of the things that your magazine focuses in on.
Yes. both RCI and II are a great program, are great companies that allow you to exchange your ownership property, to exchange it in order to go to other destinations around the world.
So that means that if you if you buy into a timeshare and you have your place, let's say you've picked it, it's going to be Key West, and ordinarily every year you'd go to the same place in Key West, but if you wanted to go to a different place, you could put your time into a pool, and if there was a difference in price, you'd have to pay it, but you could go to San Francisco or San Antonio or any other place you'd want to go.
It's an exchange, like, to you know, basically what the nice thing is you're sort of saying, I'll go to my friend's house in San Francisco and they can take my place in Key West for the week.
Exactly.
Now, what role now is your magazine playing in this? This would be for people interested in such things?
Yes, this magazine is really the only magazine on the market that consumers can go to and each issue learn about ownership programs throughout the United States and the world. And not just traditional timeshare. We talk about all the different types of ownership options that are on the market. And so, you know, just turning the page, you can go to an article about Fairfield Resorts, which is one of the largest timeshare companies in the world right now. And then you can go and read an article about how to turn your tax, turn your dream vacations into tax deductions. So we're not just overviewing properties, we're also educating the public on ways that they could take advantage and use their vacation ownership.
So in the articles and the write-ups, of course, you've definitely gotten the education out there. And, of course, you've intrigued the resident accountant. That would be Ella. So she likes when you say anything like
tax deduction.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My two favorite things, tax deduction and vacation.
Yeah.
And I get to hear them in the same sentence. That's very exciting.
Oh, yeah. There's great tax deductions and fractional ownership properties. It's like a new hot thing because with, for example, with fractional ownership, you might have six people that go in and buy a property. And each one of those six people are an owner. And in one model that I've seen, those six people form a company, and the sole purpose of the company is to own and maintain that property. So anytime that they visit the property or they get a tax deduction because it's a business write-off. They're visiting their business, technically. So in that situation, pretty much all your expenses related to that investment is a tax write-off.
That's right. Another thing that I find is worth mentioning is because you do have the ownership in these properties, your share can be willed and gifted to your children or family members.
Absolutely.
Oh, now we're talking. Now we're talking about tax season. Look at Ella. She's all excited about this now. You start talking about calculators and tax tables, and this is her language.
No, vacation, vacation.
Yeah. Yeah,
vacation to write off.
She's a traveling accountant. Well, you were talking about something exciting to me earlier in the week, Joanne. We were talking about bringing Travel World in on some of these properties to showcase them for America at large.
Yes, I do. And actually, I'm going to invite your guests to get a piece of paper and a pencil because before the end of the show, I'm going to tell you how you could email me and win a three-night, four-day trip to Miami Beach that will include a spa package.
Oh, wow.
But, yes.
Spa is vacation and tax deductions. This is my...
You all can also go online to our website. We're always giving away trips to Mexico and other destinations through the website. But, yes, we do. We're going to start doing live remotes each quarter. And we have a new section in the magazine called Destinations. And in Destinations, what we do is we pick a destination, like, for example, Myrtle Beach. And then we'll spend two pages talking about Myrtle Beach as a destination with things to do, places to go, visit, shop. And then we'll go into, after those two pages, we go into two pages about a featured resort. in that destination. So, for example, in this upcoming issue for Myrtle Beach, we have a beautiful Marriott Ocean Watch Resort, which is just stunning. I mean, it's just unbelievably beautiful. In Myrtle Beach, I had the opportunity to visit the resort myself. It's brand new. It just got built. and that's what we do in destinations. So we have about 5 destinations per issue, and one of those destinations we're going to pick to do a live remote with Travel World Radio.
Wow.
And that's when you guys go out to the resort and probably sit around the pool and
barbecue.
Yeah,
I like the spa part of it.
Yeah, I like spas too.
You like spas when you can flip me out of hammocks when I'm relaxed.
Well, that's my
That's Willem's idea of going to the spa. She looks too happy and content. Let's rile her up.
Well, I got to do that. If I'm not doing that, I'm around the barbecue with my guitar. So, and
playing
I understand
guitar?
That. And Joanne is a singer.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, I understand.
Yes. I am a bit of a rocker myself, I must say.
Excellent.
So we're gonna have
that
a little bit
like
of music
fun.
Going, for sure. We might even drag Bob Cassini down to one of these places. We'll have ourselves a little band going or something.
Well, you know, I'm the lead singer of my own band, so if you play guitar and I sing and we can get a few other people, we have a party there.
Oh. Sounds like a plan.
You see?
I'll bring my guitar too.
Now you're talking my language, you know. I don't speak tax tables, but I certainly speak all about parties, having a good time, and that's really the heart and soul of what Travel World is all about. And you can go and check out Vacation Ownership Magazine at vomagazine.com online. Joanne, why don't you get into a little bit more detail as the show draws to a close?
Well, as far as that trip to Miami Beach, if you all would just email me, Joanne, Joanne, at VO Magazine. And really, I just want to know your experiences with Vacation Ownership. Maybe if you're an owner somewhere, if you picked up the magazine and you've leafed through it, definitely send me an email. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you think of the magazine, what you think of the industry. If you're an owner, I'd love to know about your experience, maybe how Vacation Ownership has changed your life and that it's brought your family together on a regular basis each year, or it's giving you and your wife a second honeymoon. And we're going to pick a winner from those emails.
Sounds like a fantastic idea. Just get your pens together, Joanne at vomagazine.com. Don't forget the .com. And tell them all about Vacation Ownership, what you think of the magazine. And you could win a trip to Miami.
We may be even taking some of these emails and putting them in the magazine as quotes and our Look Who's Talking About Vacation Ownership. So your name could be in print.
Ooh,
that sounds great.
Yeah, and in fact, I know for sure there's a bunch of people running to their computers as it is. So, well, Joanne, thanks for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show. We hope to have you back again with a bit more detail. We're looking forward to working together with your magazine.
Most definitely.
Especially with the newer people on board, the big companies like Marriott and so on. Sounds very, very interesting.
Yes, well, thank you for having me. Anytime, I'd love to come back.
Wonderful.
We'll do that.
So that wraps up another hour on the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Janice Laws.
Stay tuned and happy traveling, everybody. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to hate it all. I've seen you finish 100 times. Every day we're
Radio, WXCT, Southington.
He is fully committed to sticking to the date to turn power.